This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set?
Cocked.
Locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link. Well, sort of. There's a link to your instructors if the website were up. I got new equipment over the last couple of days, and I've been installing it, and maybe it'll be a little bit better. Wouldn't it be great if we can stay on the air for a, you know, whole broadcast or two or three, maybe even a whole week? Wouldn't that be nice? Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. John Reagan's with us in Studio D, Dallas, Texas. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John. It's been raining here nonstop for a couple of days, and just in time because I got a ditch dug, and I put conduit in there, and I put water line in there. And I was all ready to test it, you know, put water in the water line, see if there's any leaks before I bury it down 2 feet, you know. And just in time, started raining, and now the ditch is filled up with about almost a foot of water. Can you imagine? So I'm sure California would love to have the water that we have now. But the good news is we may have enough rain now for a second hay crop, because if we don't get a second hay crop, we will not be able to feed our cows for the entire winter. So that's where we are. By the way, I now know why it's called Labor Day weekend. Man, because that's all we did. Got some really nice invitations to visit friends, USA Preparers, instructors, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I had to work on the barn, work on the plumbing outside, and work on the wiring outside to the barn. And that's all we did. All we did for 3 days. It was just nonstop working to get ready for the winter. So, John, where would you like to start?
Well, you know, speaking of rain, if you were in China, they have this railway station that's less than 2 years old, costs over $500 million to build. And when it rains, you can take a shower inside.
I see the post, and it is literally raining inside this station. It looks like a car wash, John. I mean, literally. And you've got the link on your website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com if you want to follow along with us, class. Yeah, it's unbelievable. How could they forget to seal the roof? Literally. How's that happen? I guess during the non-rainy season, it's okay. But it's a magnificent building. And it looks a lot nicer than what we have here in this country, you know, our old run-down stations. Okay.
But I just wanted to show that there's incompetent government everywhere.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And it looks like the seats are, you know, somewhat waterproof, though. I guess that's for the passengers as well as for the rain. All right, where are we going?
Okay, start off in the financial area. I've got a link. Auto sales are great. And when you look at auto sales, they're booming, but they are using seven-year loans. These loans have 125% loan-to-value ratios, which means that they are loaning you more than the value of the asset that's backing them. And 34% of the loans are going to subprime borrowers. So what can possibly go wrong with that?
Well, John, with a seven-year auto loan, and if you look at the cost of maintaining a vehicle today, it's out of sight. I mean, just we're looking at $100 or more per shop hour, right? An oil change can cost, if it's a Mercedes, an oil change is a $300 event. It literally is. And tires, you know, when we put tires on our truck, just a Dodge, it's about $1,000 for tires for the Dodge. I mean, you know, if you want them mounted and balanced, and you want new valve stems so that the valve stems will last the life of the tires, $1,000 for that. It's the cost of maintenance. I think, if I'm not mistaken, some Mercedes have two spark plugs per cylinder. Some have three. Okay. Some of the Mercedes, when you go to have your spark plugs changed, now spark plugs used to cost 59 cents a piece. If you had a six cylinder, you had six of them. If you had an eight cylinder, you had eight of them. If you had a four cylinder, you had four of them. Well, now they have two and three, and sometimes maybe even four spark plugs per cylinder. Well, changing your spark plugs now can be a $500 job. It's amazing. We used to change the spark plugs in 15 minutes, you know, when I was in high school. Literally. On an eight-cylinder. I mean, just take one spark plug socket, a universal joint, a ratchet wrench, those, you know, the three tools, put them together, boom, boom, boom. 15 minutes later, all the spark plugs are changed. And they were 59 cents a piece times eight. Now it's a $500 job. And now sometimes you can't even get to some of the spark plugs because, you know, they're not all accessible from under the hood. Some of them you have to raise the car up on a lift and get at them from underneath. What an adventure. Hey, John, can you share with the class a couple minutes of inflation? I'll tell you why. I got an email from one of our very, very loyal students. Her name is CJ. She was outraged at what it cost to go shopping for food. And one of the items that she took a photograph of with her phone and sent it to me was chicken. Now, this was chicken that was wrapped, and it's called an organic, smart, whole chicken. Now, obviously, this chicken wasn't all that smart. Because if it were, it would still have feathers on it. It'd still be walking around, and it wouldn't be frozen. Okay? Well, 4.23 pounds, just under 4.25 pounds, $22.38 for a whole chicken, just over 4 pounds. That is inflation. And I remember you walked into a meetup in Springfield, probably about a year ago, and you had between your thumb and your forefinger two toilet paper rolls, the tubes that go inside the rolls. And you talked about that. You want to share what you learned?
At this point, I've forgotten exactly how big the difference was, but if I remember, it was at least half an inch difference between what I had bought, you know, the previous trip to the store and what it was now.
Right.
So they can tell you that there's the same number of sheets, if there are, but what they've done is they've shaved off, you know, about a half inch out of the 4.5 inches or so, so that you're actually getting less toilet paper per roll.
Mm-hmm. What they've done is they've made the toilet tubes or the whole toilet roll less wide, so it's narrower. And if you want proof of it, just look at your toilet paper holder. There's room on both sides for that toilet paper to slide left and right. because there's that much difference in the size of what the toilet paper used to be with, like in terms of width and what it is now. So that's inflation. Another inflation I noticed was I got this brand new router, and it came with a cable. And the cable is an Ethernet cable, you know, the standard 8-pin, 4-pair cable, twisted pair. Well, the cables used to come with boots on them to protect the ends of the connectors. Not anymore. That's two steps that they were able to eliminate by not putting the boots on the ends of the cable to protect them. So now it's just cable connector plugged into the into the jack of the router or the switch or whatever you plug it into. Now, I went to look at shirts. There's a factory outlet in Lebanon, Missouri, and they have great prices on all kinds of things. Jeans, you know, clothes. Well, down the road or down the hallway is a shirt company, and I looked at the shirts there. They were having them for 70% off, 70. So you could buy a $60 shirt, which I would never do, at 70% off. However, I like shirts that have button-down collars. They've eliminated the step of putting two buttons on the collars of the shirts. So I didn't buy any. A couple things I like. I like a pocket. I like long sleeves. I like cotton. And I like button-down collars in a traditional style. That way, they're not out of style by the time you get home. So I just wanted to share that with you about what I see as inflation. So inflation is insidious. It's narrower toilet paper rolls, shirts without buttons on the collar, and Ethernet cables without boots to protect them. Just eliminating steps. Okay, John, what's next?
Well, I think we're going to see the same thing happen with shredded cheese soon. They've changed the packaging, and I've noticed this in other stores besides the one I shop at. Mm-hmm. It's like all the brands and store brands have gone to a smaller packaging for the 8 ounces of shredded cheese. And on some of the packages, it even says same amount of cheese for now.
Yeah. But so the idea what you're saying, I believe, is that they used to inflate the size of the package to make you think that you're getting more, but they had, you know, either the same amount or less of a product in the package. Now they're even shrinking the size of the package. Is that what you're saying?
Smaller, and I think they're going to start putting less cheese in there. Keep an eye on it.
Oh, okay. So after we get used to the new smaller size package with the same amount in it, we'll probably have less in it in the future. That's a really good point. We'll be right back. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I think if you were to stack up my notes since I've been broadcasting for a very short time, it'd be 3 feet tall. You know, the notebooks and the stapled sheets of 8.5 by 11 paper. And you know, I was going to throw some of them out, but one of our instructors came by. Brandon came by the studio and he said, "Wow, that's history. That is history. You need to keep that." So those are my show notes of things that I thought were important at the time when, as we were broadcasting, or right now, just right now, I have a spiral bound notebook, and got a whole bunch of cases of them at Walmart. They have a back to school sale, and they did. And at one time, I used to be able to buy them for 10 cents a piece, and so I still have a couple cases of those left. And I just write my notes in them, and I go from notebook to notebook to notebook, and I just, when I'm done, I put it right in the bookshelf. And there it is for historical purposes. And one of the things that I was thinking about is Joan Rivers. You know, she goes in for a small treatment. She ends up on life support. How does this happen? So if you don't really absolutely positively need it in terms of a doctor's visit, why would you do it? Why would you go there? I got a letter from Mercy. Used to be called St. John's. And then it was called St. John's Mercy. Now it's just called Mercy. And there is no mercy at Mercy. Well, we got a letter over the weekend for my mom. And they said they want her to come in for her questionnaire. Well, Mrs. Finelli was on the phone with them about a month ago. And she said, "Nah, I'll tell you what. If you want to do a questionnaire, just send it to us and we'll take a look at it." No. they want us to come in there. They want us to bring my mom and ask her questions. And we think that they want to see her reaction. It's not going to happen. We're not doing it. We are not going to let them interrogate my 90-year-old mother. It's not going to happen. John, what's next?
Well, I pulled out one employment article for this week, and it's only 105 jobs, and I've titled 105 Jobs Shot at Remington. And what's different about this is that who did the assassination was the state of New York when they passed the SAFE Act. Remington has been in New York for nearly 200 years at this location, and they're moving the facilities to Huntsville, Alabama, because of the SAFE Act. And because of that, at least 105 jobs are going down the drain.
Well, isn't that just the beginning? Might more jobs end up going down the drain as a result of this move over time?
Of course, when you take certain good-paying jobs out of the community, that has an effect because those people are no longer able to buy what they used to buy.
You know, snipers, military snipers, like a firearm called the Remington 700. It's a very, very fine rifle. And I understand that there's a Magnum version of the rifle that they really, really like, Remington 700. Now, you know, you would think that a firearms company would be an asset, you know, to the military. Well, here we have it. So 105 jobs laid off. Now, I was also thinking, John, over the weekend, and I mentioned to a guy I know who is going to become one of our instructors pretty soon. He's in the building trades business. He's a contractor. And, you know, I was standing outside our house, and I was looking at it with him, and we used 200 tons of stone, 200 tons of stone to build this house. And I mentioned to him that I didn't think if we had to do it again, and it was about 9 years ago now that we built the house, the farmhouse. I said, I don't think we could find the talent today to build this house. The roof is a very, very steep pitch. It's 15-12. It goes up 15 inches in height for every 12 inches it goes horizontally. I don't think we could find people that would want to get on a roof that steep. I don't think that we could find the stonemasons who would work on this. I don't think we could. Well, the concrete went from $57 a yard to $110 a yard. The price of reinforced steel, the rebar, has gone up. Everything has gone up. I don't think it's affordable. I don't think we could find the talent. I don't think we could find the guys to, you know, to even frame it. Seriously. And that's what's happening with Remington. When these jobs are gone, where are those skills going to come from?
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
We'll be right back. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Dr. Bradley Keel, chiropractic physician in Blaine, Minnesota. At Corrective Care Chiropractic, we strive to restore and maintain health through natural methods. Chiropractic to optimize nervous system function and nutrition to supply the body with the raw materials needed for healing. Call 763-755-0100 or on the web at ccchiro.com. We want to assist you in reaching your health and wellness goals. That's 763-755-0100 or cccchiro.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Regage with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, you know, I'm still stuck. I'm still stuck on these auto loans, 7-year loans, 125% loan-to-value ratios, and 34% are subprime borrowers. That is an absolute recipe for disaster. Absolutely. That means that most of those new car buyers are going to have to keep that vehicle for 7 years. And they're getting 25% more on the loan than the car is worth now. And the second, the very second that they drive it out of the showroom, it's lost 25% of its value. So now, the second they drive it, their brand new vehicle, they're down like 50% in terms of what they borrowed. Am I reading this right?
Just wait till we talk to about the rest of us coming with cars.
John, this is people who are doing this have lost their minds. Why not buy a used vehicle? Seriously, why not buy a nicely taken care of used vehicle and don't get locked into these 7 year loans for a car, for Pete's sake? 7 years?
Well, we lost a lot of the good used cars with the Cash to Clunkers program.
Well, yeah, but I was able to find one. I mean, if you're in a hurry, you can't do it. But if you generally, but I was able to find a Mercedes 430E with you know, over 100,000 miles on it, and very inexpensive, couple thousand dollars. It works great. It works great. It gets me back and forth to wherever I want to go. It gets 24 miles to the gallon. It's all-wheel drive. Yeah, I put some new tires on it. You know, I put a little bit of money into it, but I fixed it up. It really looks great. And, you know, I think that if you buy quality products used, you can be okay. You really can. But if you buy junk, it's always going to be junk. No matter how you paint it or shine it up, it's still going to be junk. But I'm looking at these auto loans. The people who are doing this are putting themselves right behind the eight ball. It makes no sense whatsoever to me. Unless they're planning on just going bankrupt. But this is a recipe for disaster. Just one more of them. Okay. What's next?
Under SpyTech, you know, we've been talking about the technology of V2V, or vehicle-to-vehicle communications.
Yes.
Well, now the Department of Transportation has proposed the rule mandating that technology be put into new cars. And the second link goes directly to the PDF that shows you the page in the Federal Register that has the proposed rule. And there was a couple of things that stood out. One is it talks about how even though the technology is mandated, the specific safety applications are not, because they believe that a quote-unquote market-driven development would be better. And it also talks about aftermarket V2V technology, which means they can put that into older cars as well, because what this is doing is it is determining your location, direction, and speed, which can be done with GPS, and then broadcasting that to the other vehicles around you. And, of course, that's going to be captured and tracked somewhere.
It's location, direction, and speed. Now, how accurate is that information of location? Is it within a foot? Is it within a couple feet? Is it within 20 feet? And how accurate is the speed? And how accurate is the direction? So is this to keep our cars between the lines going, you know, down the highway? Is this to keep us from getting too close? Is this so that, we could have little monitoring stanchions along the highway, let's say every 1,000 feet, every eighth of a mile, every quarter of a mile, where the vehicle is broadcasting I'm the red car, vehicle identification number 123. I'm traveling north at 71 miles an hour, and it's a 55 mile an hour zone. Please send me my ticket. Is that what this is all about?
The near-term benefit they're going to be selling is crash avoidance, and that would either be through alarm systems for more bottom-of-the-line cars. Yeah. You have higher-end cars now that would do things like automatic braking to do the collision avoidance, and eventually this gets into the self-driving car.
Well, if you want to get into collision avoidance, you stop texting, you stop drinking, stop smoking dope, start paying attention, and turn off the cell phone. That would be a good start. And all of that is absolutely free. It doesn't cost anybody anything. And what about, this will probably put Dr. Sheely into orbit when we talk about the extra electromagnetic transmissions that are coming from all the vehicles. Imagine being on the beltway around Washington, D.C., right? Five lanes, six lanes, bumper to bumper traffic with all those cell towers already there, all those cell phones already transmitting while people are driving. And then add to this vehicle-to-vehicle communications. Be an absolute bonanza for electromagnetic radiation. Unbelievable. Who thinks of this stuff? They've lost their minds. I wouldn't even want to be in a pedestrian lane walking in that environment. Man. Can you see any good at all coming from this, John Reagan?
There's certainly going to be some lives saved from the collision avoidance part of this, but the control part that's going to be coming down, because what they want to do is they want to tax you by the mile for driving.
Yeah, right.
We've already covered how Spain is putting in big fines for going just half a mile an hour over the speed limit. It's all designed to make it too expensive for you to drive yourself. That will eventually force you into the self-driven car where you have no control, mm-hmm. and you are basically totally monitored, because now when you get into that self-driving car, you have to tell it where you're going.
Right.
So it's like filing a flight plan for your vehicle.
John, I was reading some posts over the weekend while I was testing this new equipment we have here. And in Europe, they're talking about how great bicycles are and how much money you can save, you know, by riding a bicycle. No kidding. You can. I think, John, they're trying to get us out of the American love affair with the automobile. I mean, it used to be that we would get in our car. I remember back in the 70s, sports cars, these little OMGs, Austin Healeys, Cooper, Mini Coopers, Fiats, Lotus. They had a lot of really Triumph, a lot of small cars, a lot of fun to drive. Where the heck are they? We've lost the love affair with the automobile. And young people have lost the ability to learn how to work on cars. I mean, what can you possibly do on a car today? A young person doesn't even know where the drain plug is for the to change the oil from the bottom of the engine. They don't know where that oil pan drain plug is. Something as simple as the most routine maintenance, changing the oil. Young people don't know how to do it. I'm serious. I've helped young people. We have a lift here at the farm, as you know. And when young people come over and they haven't been here before, I teach them. One of the things I say is, hey, let's put your car up on a lift. I'll show you some things about the underneath part of your car. Here's how you change the oil. Here's where you grease your car. Here's some things that you need to check at. Here, locations to check. Things they've never seen before. Because they've never looked under a car before. They've never had any reason nor desire. So we have a whole bunch of young people that have no idea about mechanical things. They just don't know. And yet we let them go on the road. And do they really know that a wet road just after it rains is more slippery than a road that's been rained on for an hour? Because of all those oil drops that come from the crankcases of leaking vehicles, and it mixes with the freshly fallen rain to make the surface of the road more slippery. Do they know that? They know that that's a great way to be in an accident, to speed on a freshly rained road. Okay, John, what's next?
Well, I didn't post this, but something that's been on the news. The cloud is presented as a safe, secure place for you to put your data.
And there's been
a hack, a hack into the iCloud, which is Apple's version. And the big moral of the story is, don't put nude photos of yourself into the cloud.
Well, you know, there, I think it's over 100 actors and actresses whose photographs are in this breach. So here we have Apple, and Apple saying, we don't know what to do. Apple doesn't know what to do. Apple created the technology that's been hacked. And these stupid, absolutely stupid people who are pretenders. Pretenders, that's what they are. They get filmed and they go into movies and television series. They're pretenders. They're not real, they're pretenders. And their pictures of themselves nude. What were they thinking? What were they thinking, taking pictures of themselves nude and giving them over to Apple to be stored in a location that no one has any idea where it really is? Boy, we're getting dumber by the nanosecond.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now, through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click Freeze FreezeDryGuide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. Hey, John, over the next 3 to 5 years, GM is planning on supplying GM vehicles, about 500,000 of them, half a million of them, with electronic equipment to track eye and head movements. So allegedly they can tell whether drivers are distracted. Can you imagine that? So you get your new GM vehicle, and if the system, the technology, thinks that you are not paying attention because you're looking around, it will report you. So I don't have all the information on this, but when I'm driving, I'm looking left, right, I'm looking at the rear view mirror, the side view mirrors, I'm looking straight ahead. I'm not texting. I'm not doing that. I'm paying attention. I'm not driving impaired because I don't want to have an accident or crash. And I certainly don't want some impaired driver crashing into me. So I'm paying attention to all those things. But General Motors is going to come out with technology. I can just see it now. Your Honor, Mr. Fennelly, according to the system, you know, Mr. Fennelly was driving and he wasn't paying attention. He was looking all around. Yeah, I was looking all around. That's exactly right. Because that's the way I drive. John, we've got Susan from Arkansas. Susan, you're on with John Reagan and me, Vin Fennelly.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Just a moment and add on to that. It's like if a person doesn't drive like you do, then they're not a good driver. You've got to know what's going on around you at all times.
Well, Susan, I can tell you I've been driving since the 1960s, and knock on wood, I have not been involved in an accident of any kind.
That's
so
good record.
I do look all around.
Mm-hmm.
I apply mini max regret as I travel. I look at the guy in front of me and I go, geez, what a bozo! He's got a ladder hanging out the back of his truck. I'm going to be wearing that ladder if I don't, if a truck goes by and kicks up a gust of wind and come right through my windshield. So I want to back off and get out of there. I feel bad for the guy behind me. I even have these premonitions. When I'm traveling at night, I'll slow down and go, geez, I just don't feel that. I feel something's going to happen, or a deer will jut out in front of me, or there'll be some object in the road that you don't see until you get closer to it. So I get these premonitions, and I heed them. I actually do. And it's always worked well for me. So, Susan, how can we help you?
First of all, your premonition that you're talking about, isn't that what Dr. Shealy talks about?
Absolutely. And also Aaron Dakins. And also Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Yep,
yeah.
You do.
I had my life saved by a voice from getting hit by a train in fog. It was pretty an interesting experience.
That's interesting you say that, because another one of our instructors felt the same way, and she was in Europe. Her name is Dr. Susanna Coote, and she said that her life was saved because she was late buying an apparel item. She was buying something to wear, and the sales clerk was really, really slow. She missed her bus, and that bus was involved in a massive, massive accident. I guess everyone was really, really hurt. So she was saved by, that.
Yeah. What I wanted to tell you, in case you weren't aware of it, in Lee County, Florida, they voted down 3-2 on the Common Core.
Awesome. There you go.
And I think they're the only one possibly in the nation. And my brother said he's sure the only one in the state of Florida for sure.
3-2, Lee County. Congratulations. Awesome. Way to go.
They got the counting up. They were going to give them, they get $1 million for it. Well, they figured it out. It cost them $1.2 million to take it.
Thanks for your call.
And they're under a lot of pressure.
Yep.
Oops.
Thanks for your call, Sis.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back. John Reagan.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.